FYI, the House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress over their refusal to comply with subpoenas for documents related to the decision to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. President Trump talked about it earlier at the White House.
I think when you have a census and you're not allowed to talk about whether or not somebody's a citizen or not, that doesn't sound so good to me.
The administration has turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours in March. The Justice Department says two senior officials were interviewed by committee staffers and that officials are working to produce tens of thousands of additional pages of relevant documents. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks agrees to meet with the House Judiciary Committee in private a week from today. Panel subpoenaed Hicks, a close and trusted Trump aide who worked for the campaign and in the White House last month. The same committee may subpoena the FBI director. Maybe Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he's been unable to get more information about the Bureau's counterintelligence investigation of Russian 2016 election interference, and he's threatening to subpoena FBI Director Chris Wray to get it. Separately on Capitol Hill, Donald Trump Jr. met with the Senate Intelligence Committee after the GOP-led panel subpoenaed him to talk about answers he gave 2 years ago about a Trump real estate project in Moscow, among other things. Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen had contradicted Trump Jr.'s earlier testimony, but he stands by it.
There was nothing to change.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Dallas police have arrested a suspect in the killing of three women, including a transgender woman. He's also listed as a person of interest in another death. This is AP Radio News. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, signs a bill to expand abortion protections in his state.
Today, we proudly proclaim that in this state, we trust women.
The law requires insurance coverage for abortions, contraception, and related medical care. It also establishes abortion as a fundamental right for women in Illinois. Republicans strongly objected. Maine legalizes medically assisted suicide, becoming the 8th state to allow terminally ill people to end their lives with prescription medications. Governor Janet Mills signed the bill into law today. Police in Lithia Springs, Georgia, say two teens were arguing over a video game controller when one shot and killed the other early Monday morning. Dead is 17-year-old Gonzalo Lamar Gonzalez Abrar. And the 16-year-old has been arrested on adult charges of murder and tampering with evidence. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.